the message of Eagle Fett. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello everyone and happy Eid al-Fitr to you all. May Allah accept your fasting and prayers of the blessed month of Ramadan that ended yesterday. Today is indeed a day of celebration. It is a day of festivity which starts with the special prayer in the morning. Please stay with us for an exclusive feature in this regard. O people, indeed this day of yours is the day when the righteous are awarded and the wretched are losers. It is a day which is similar to the one on which you shall be standing before your Lord. Therefore, when you come out of your homes to go to places of your prayer, remind yourself about the day when you, your souls, shall come out of your bodies to go to your Lord. When you stand on places of your prayer, remind yourselves of your standing in presence of your Lord on the Day of Judgment. And when you return to your homes after prayer, remind yourselves about your returning to your homes in Paradise. The passage that we just recited to you is part of a famous sermon on the occasion of the Eid al-Fitr, which the faithful celebrate at the end of the blessed fasting month of Ramadan. It was delivered after a special Eid prayer by no less a personality than the barometer of belief, the leader of the pious and the epitome of eloquence, the gateway of wisdom, the commander of the faithful, the leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the divinely designated heir of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. As said earlier, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr with the special congregational Eid al-Fitr prayer, as thanksgiving to the Lord Most High for having given yet another opportunity to partake of the spiritual delights of the fasts of Ramadan. Of course, since last year, we have been fully observing the hygienic and safety guidelines suggested by medical experts in the second successive year of the coronavirus pandemic. Eid al-Fitr is the icing of the cake of Ramadan, and no one understands this better than those who, in obedience to God's commandment in the Holy Quran and as practically shown by the Prophet and his infallible household, peace be upon them, had not just fasted in this month by giving up food, drinks and other lawful pleasures during the daylight hours, but engaged themselves in acts of welfare and charity amongst families and friends, as part of effort to build morally upright societies. Perhaps those who had indulged in the cardinal sin of not fasting during Ramadan in spite of being able to do so and never cared to repent and seek forgiveness in the court of the All-Merciful Lord may turn a deaf ear to these bezels of wisdom and consequently bear the dire consequences of their folly when their tiny souls leave their wretched bodies. The faithful, however, whatever the circumstances, including the adversaries of harsh weather, never give up fast during the brief life of the transient world, and as a result are rewarded with the bliss of paradise. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, whose immortal aphorism that whenever a person hasn't committed a sin, it is a day of aid or rejoicing for him or her, continues to arouse our conscience, has further said in his Eid al-Fitr sermon, O servants of Allah, indeed the minimum reward for those men and women who fasted during Ramadan is an angel who calls out to them on the last day of the month of Ramadan, saying, O servants of Allah, rejoice at the glad tiding that all your previous sins have been forgiven. Eid al-Fitr prayer is thus a golden opportunity for the masses to strengthen their faith or rectify their behaviour by returning to the path of God, and at the time become aware of the dangers threatening the homeland and the Muslim Ummah in view of the plots of the great Satan, the United States. Unfortunately, this year's Ramadan witnessed several bitter and tragic incidents, such as continued desecration of the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque in the occupied Islamic holy city of Bayt al-Muqaddas by the illegal Zionist regime, which has stepped up its atrocities against oppressed Palestinians, including those Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip. In Yemen, Saudi Arabia's unabated military aggression has worsened the situation of the people, who never get the respite from bombs dropped by Saudi aircraft. In the Persian Gulf island state of Bahrain, the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime continues its crimes against the long-suppressed majority of the country, to the extent of desecrating mosques and Husseiniyas, whilst backstabbing the Palestinian Muslims by establishing ties with the Israeli regime. In Afghanistan, the cowardly Daesh terrorists, relocated by the Americans from Syria and Iraq, never stop for a moment their bomb blasts to murder fasting Muslims, with students being the prime target. In Nigeria, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, the leader of the Islamic movement of Nigeria, along with his wife and scores of innocent members of the country's Shia Muslim community, continue to be held in prison by the military, despite the orders for his release by Nigeria's federal court. Let us pray to God Almighty to deliver Muslims from all these vices, as well as the satanic plots of the United States and its agents, who are destabilizing the entire world. Amen. And here is what Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has said in the concluding passage of his famous Eid al-Fitr sermon. Remember Allah so that He may remember you. For indeed He remembers those who remember Him, and beseech Allah for His mercy and grace. For indeed He does not disappoint those who supplicate to Him.